So there was some. There's quite a bit of alluding to our training. In Comox, we deploy for 3 weeks there, much like the Blue Angels moved to El Centro prior to their season. We do the same on Vancouver Island, and we fly there twice a day, every day, for almost 3 weeks. So it's quite an intense sortie rate. Obviously, the Blue Suiters have to work extra hard because they're turning jets, snags from jets that come down from the morning wave into the afternoon wave and everything. We fly, we brief, fly, debrief, and then repeat that cycle twice a day. 6 days a week, generally, get a day off if the boss is nice to us. And so what that culminates in is about 28 to 30 trips where we're show ready and ready to put on a show like you'll see this weekend. And so what we have here is some of the highlights of that from our previous spring training back in April this year.
Let him hack now.
Have a fantastic
eye
show.
Yeah, baby. Smoke now.
I don't know about you, but I can't wait to see it in person this weekend. I'm going to turn things over because obviously you all must have some questions on your mind that I haven't thought of. So we're going to get some microphones in the crowd here in just a moment and let you ask some questions of the team here. Before we do that, though, how many people are actually in the squadron aside from everybody who's traveling on the road? What kind of support personnel do you have to help keep you going?
Our squadron is about 80, 85 people, mm-hmm. 431 Air Demonstration Squadron. So we are considered the detachment that deploys, and we're called the show team, essentially, and those that stay back at home are the home team. And as a whole, we're about 80 people, 85 people.
Okay. And for the historians on the end, where did the name Snowbirds come from?
That's a very good question, Steve. And basically, the team was formed in 1971. And the reason it was formed was because of the new base commander who'd come to Moose Jaw in 1969, O.B. Philp. And he had been the commanding officer of the Golden Centenaires in 1967. So he started this team as a seven-plane formation team, no aerobatics in 1971, totally unauthorized. It was tongue-in-cheek, my instructors need to have formation practice, and that's how they did it. And in 1972, they expanded to nine aircraft. But it was in 1971 they decided they needed a name. They weren't going to use the Golden Hawks because, of course, they flew the F-86 Sabre. So they put a competition out that was run by the base commander's secretary, Lois Boyle, and they went out to the elementary school on the base in Moose Jaw, and the name Snowbirds was the one that was chosen.
Does it have anything to do with the Anne Murray song?
I think it probably had a little bit to do with it. Yeah, that was a pretty famous song back in those days. Plus, the color of the airplanes was white, right, and the prairies and the snow and everything else. It fit very naturally. Yeah.
There we go. As an old country music radio DJ, I have always wondered if that song and Snowbirds had any relation. Thank you for solving that for me. Let's go out to the audience. Anybody out there have any questions for our distinguished guests from the North? Well, we've got some out front here. We've got some microphones.
Thank you all in advance for what you're going to display and show us all for entertainment while you're here in Oshkosh. Thank you, because you're definitely a highlight, and we appreciate you and all your military service also. A couple questions are, have you had any females on your team?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had Maurice Carmichael. She was not only a Snowbird number three, but she was also the commanding officer of the Snowbirds. Maybe six or so years ago, and we've got many Snowbird technicians on the team. Our public affairs officer is a female. Again, a lot of the technicians back on the home team are females as well. So yeah, we've had several females on the team.
Good to hear. And my final question would be, there must be a minimum and maximum for age.
Are you saying I'm too old?
Nope. Nope, just curious what the minimum. And when you're like an air traffic controller, your minimum and your maximum there.
Yeah, no, I was kidding. There's nothing written on paper, minimum or maximum. Again, the tryouts that I was talking about, that's something we look at as well. Not necessarily age, but how, you need the hands and feet, the piloting skills, but we also need the inner team chemistry. As the crew chief was saying, we spend a lot of time on the road with each other. So again, that dynamic needs to exist as well. But there's no real age limit, nothing that's set on in paper anyways.
I think the youngest pilot's been about 23, and the youngest leader has been 28, and the oldest pilot within the formation's been 52, which is, you'd never know it to look at him, but he was 52 years old.
This may or may not work.
How will I be if I have to fly?
Here, HB, you got that one.
My friend, you can fly whenever you want.
Tell him tomorrow.
I want to do it tomorrow.
Oh. There you go.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, buddy, you can be my wingman anytime.
There you go.
Tell them your name and we'll hold them to it.
He doesn't want to tell them.
My name is Yannick Gregoire.
What are the questions? You got Steve coming back, right? Is there, for the young man there, is there a minimum number of hours someone has to have to qualify for the team?
Yes. So basically, you need 1,000 hours of ejection seat time is what we're looking for as a bare bones, a basic to put an application in. We do drop that requirement down to 500 hours if you're an F-18 pilot.
Okay.
Did you know, sorry, I don't mean to get right to the question. You guys are great. I love you. But anyways, I was wondering if you knew that Cessna in the 60s or maybe early 70s made a suit two-play side-by-side jet trainer that looks similar to yours. Did you know that?
Are you talking about the Tweet, the T-37?
T-37,
yeah. Yeah, Definitely. Was that the one they used, or did they use that plane?
I think that was a Navy trainer, was it not?
No, T-37 was U.S. Air Force.
Was it?
Yeah.
But, it was a trainer.
The Canadair design was quite different because it's a fully pressurized airplane with a service ceiling of 41,000 feet. So it was quite a bit more capable and more thrust aircraft.
And just so you know, many times when we're traveling IFR, the controllers ask us what a CL-41 is, which is one on our what's on our flight plan, but most, and if not all, air traffic controls, when you come back and say we're similar to the Tweed or the T-37, then they know relatively what we're flying.
All right, any other questions out there? I got a hand up front.
She wants to know whether or not you have an 8x10 or some sort of a thing that you could autograph for her. And if that happens, where is it going to be?
Like signing autographs anywhere the next couple of days?
Absolutely. At the end of, so we're flying tomorrow at around 5, Matt's what time? 5:30 Friday, 5:30 on Saturday, and 3-ish, just before 4 on Sunday. And at the end of all three performances, we'll come to this side of the airfield. Our jets are parked on the north side of the airfield by the terminal, so give us a little bit of time to quickly debrief for about 5 minutes after we land, sign the jets over to the maintainers, and then we're going to make our way over the fence line and sign some autographs.
You're on the road all the time, and you have all this training to do. Do you have families, girlfriends? Like, how do you maintain relationships?
Zaghi, you can take that one.
Yeah, we, personally, I have a wife and two kids back home, and I think most of us have a girlfriend or a wife, and most have kids as well. So it's pretty challenging. To be on the team, it's super exciting. You know, you get to see lots of cool things, and we get to live our dream right now. You know, we fly what we wanted to do when we were 5, 8 years old. So it's pretty cool, but at the same time, the family is back home, and we leave in the month of May, and we come back in October. And the family is back home, so most of us were mid-30s, so young kids, so it's a little bit challenging for that.